You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
My name is Eugenia Boinamo. I am from Johannesburg, South Africa, and I'm representing AirPods Company South Africa. The message that we're bringing here, I'm speaking today, and I'm talking about seamless experience for a customer when they arrive in an airport, and specifically today, I'll be focusing on getting customers to be facilitated smoothly, frictionlessly in an airport during times of disruption. And obviously the message that we are looking for, this being the inaugural Customer Excellence Summit, is that we want to understand what the trends are globally, what is going on out there, and what it is that the world is doing that we can also adopt and bring into our country to make sure that when we have international visitors, at least we are in line with international trends. Really, when it comes to customer service and aviation specifically, we have a lot of aviation specialists, but not necessarily customer service. So it's almost like a new field for us, and we're trying to actually create courses, including with ACI, to say how is it that we can actually get customer service professionals and people who are just in that field, but also who know a bit about aviation. Because obviously we know that the core is aviation, and aviation is quite different from a lot of industries. So you can't just come with basic knowledge. You have to know something about the aviation industry, and that's the line that we're trying to get into, really. Actually, that's a very good question, because as Airport Company South Africa, we actually outsource our services into the African continent and around the world. So we've got a few concessions. For example, we've got a concession in Ghana airports where we go, we take our engineers and we share our knowledge, and we help to develop those airports, because we consider ourselves a game changer and a catalyst and a leader in the African continent, given that obviously we are based in South Africa, which is almost like an economic hub in Africa. And also we run the 9 airports, and the biggest airport in Africa is run by Airports Company South Africa, being the O.R. Tambo International Airport based in Johannesburg. And because we are in that field, and because in Africa we are doing so well, we actually share that knowledge. So we do have a platform where airports can come, approach us, and actually get to use our sources and our skills to develop themselves and to grow and to leverage on our knowledge. So, like I'm saying, that we as Airports Company South Africa, we are out there and we are involved in a whole lot of associations so that they can become aware of what we can offer and also get involved in all the platforms that are there. So that conference that you are talking about in Kigali actually happened about 2 weeks ago, and our security department was involved there. It also had a youth development program. They were also involved in it, and they were sharing and also training the youth. I think they also run a learnership within that conference where people can be developed to say, what is it that you can do in the aviation field? What are the career opportunities that are available? But most importantly, how can we share knowledge across the region? So the platforms are there, and it is actually happening. I think that the biggest, obviously, and this in South Africa being the centenary year for Nelson Mandela, because if Nelson Mandela was alive, God rest his soul in peace, he would have turned 100 this year. And obviously the message is that you need to be the catalyst, and you need to actually be the piece that you want to see. But most importantly, the message that I appreciate more than anything from Nelson Mandela is that if you want to touch people, you want to make a difference in life, and you want to make a difference to people, respect people and remain humble. So that is how he conducted himself, and that is the message that resonated with me personally.
Yeah, my name is Eric Premper, Customer Service Manager, Ghana Airports, Kotoka International Airport in Accra, Ghana, West Africa. I believe networking is quite important, and I mean, now the whole world is globalized, and it's important that African countries or airports around Africa or around the world come together to collaborate to ensure that at least in the area of service, in the area of infrastructure, we can deliver the best to improve our businesses, to sustain businesses, and also looking at getting profitability in whatever business that we are into. So, I believe networking is very key, because now the world is globalized and collaboration is the only way out. Yeah. I think it's two things. Looking at airports, it's about infrastructure. I mean, once you need to look at put in the right infrastructure to enhance customer experience. But it doesn't end there, you know, airport is about infrastructure and also service experience. And I believe once you have the infrastructure, you need to also create a very good system to, or maybe an airport service culture that always increases the customer satisfaction at the airport. So I think it's anchored on two things: facilities, having the right infrastructure, transport, good airport terminal, runways, and also look at the soft side, which is the service, the people. As the passengers go through the airport, the service experience from each of the service touch points within the airport. And I believe once we can look at these two critical things, we can offer the best of service experience. I think for us, Ghana, I mean, the regulator has a very big aviation school. They are providing that service across most of the West African states. And it has been really, really beneficial. And I believe if other regulators across other industries or other countries can replicate that, I believe it can improve in the area of knowledge sharing. I've been to the Halifax Shopping Centre. I've been to Park Lane Shopping Centre. And it's a beautiful country. And above all, I mean, the people are really nice. They are very approachable and very, very friendly. And it's a very quiet, serene country. And I love the place, trust me. Because I'm leaving on Saturday, but it'd be nice to meet my people so that we can talk about what is happening back home and share ideas. I mean, that would be really great. Because anytime I'm walking through the community, I haven't met any Ghanaian yet at Halifax, but it would be great to meet Ghanaians here, so at least.
Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.